At 6:06, it is clear and 44 degrees in Tulsa. We are headed to 70 today. Good morning. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News. Tulsa Congressman Jim Bridenstine was among those voting not to accept the bipartisan legislation ending the federal government shutdown. For him, it was all tied to delaying health care reform.
The president had already delayed major provisions of Obamacare, including the employer mandate, giving multi-billion-dollar corporations a break. And in fact, the president unilaterally gave exemptions to members of Congress, if you can believe that. It wasn't passed into law. It wasn't something we voted on. In fact, it's illegal per Obamacare to do that. But he went ahead and did it anyway.
Oklahoma Senator Tom Coburn also voted no. Senator Inhofe, who recently underwent open-heart surgery, abstained. Oklahoma Attorney General Scott Pruitt is warning of a scam related to the partial government shutdown. Pruitt said yesterday that some residents have received phone calls from people claiming that the residents need to pay their tax debt now to help the government operate during the shutdown. Pruitt says one person paid $2,500 to the scammers. On State Capitol Watch this morning, a state Senate committee starts its review of the various Oklahoma state pension systems. Oklahoma Public Employees Retirement System Director Tom Spencer says the unfunded liability is dropping.
The unfunded liability is now down to a little over $1.5 billion for an 81.6% funded ratio.
He says if that rate of return remains steady, it could be paid off by 2025. The committee is chaired by Owosso State Senator Rick Brinkley. He wants to ensure that the state delivers on what has been promised.
We want to make sure that we guarantee those people who are in the pension system are able to get what it is that they have been promised, and they should not have anything to fear.
Now, some lawmakers and the state treasurer are pushing to develop a 401k-type retirement benefit for all new state workers while allowing existing employees to remain in the pension system. Governor Fallon announces her plan to seek re-election. She'll do so here in Tulsa later this morning. She'll be at the Old School Bagel Cafe in Brookside at 8 o'clock this morning. Our Matt Trotter will be with the governor this morning for that announcement. Crime is down in Tulsa. In fact, Tulsa Police Officer Leland Ashley says Part 1 crimes have dropped about 2%. Part 1 crimes are aggravated assault, auto theft, burglary, homicide, rape and robbery.
I know the last couple of days we've had some high-profile shootings, and people would think, man, crime's out of control, but we wanted to show that crime actually is decreasing in the city of Tulsa.
The number of injury and fatality automobile crashes is also down in Tulsa, some 25% from this time last year. The Tulsa Community College breaks ground on a new physical therapy clinic named after late disabled activist Nate Waters.
Dirt is turned for the clinic just across the street from TCC's Metro campus. Nate, a quadriplegic who died earlier this year, was known for his tireless efforts to improve the lives of the disabled. Mary Shaw with the TCC Foundation was a personal friend of Waters.
The one thing this Nate Waters Physical Therapy Clinic will ensure is that Nate's legacy of service will go on.
The clinic will serve as a training facility for students in TCC's Physical Therapy Assistant Program and provide affordable help for the disabled. Marshall Stewart, KWGS News.
Our weather forecast, sunny and nice, 70 for a high, clear, cool tonight, 40 for an overnight low. Right now in Tulsa, it is clear and 44. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News.